Chapter 2, Communications, Course Objectives. Explain the procedures for receiving non-emergency calls. NFPA 1001 4.2.0. Describe the types of communication systems and equipment used to receive and process emergency calls. NFPA 1001 4.2.1. Explain the procedures for receiving and dispatching emergency calls. NFPA 1001 4.2.1. Describe radio equipment and procedures used for internal fire department communications. NFPA 1001 4.2.1, 4.2.2, 4.2.3. Handle emergency and non-emergency phone calls. NFPA 1001 4.2.1, 4.2.2. Use a portable radio for routine and emergency traffic. NFPA 1001 4.2.1, 4.2.3. Now, what? Let's get learning. Chapter 2, Communications. Fire department communications can be divided between emergency and non-emergency communications. Both can originate from the public, with emergencies reported directly or through 911 in most U.S. and Canada regions, or via standard phone numbers in some rural communities. Non-emergencies, like scheduling tours or fire code inquiries, are received on dedicated business lines. These communications are centrally processed and directed to relevant fire department units. Internally, however, emergency operations primarily involve radio transmissions. A firefighter's effectiveness and safety depend on their knowledge of the local communication system and proficiency in using their assigned radio. Emergency calls might also be received on non-emergency lines or from in-person reports at the fire station, necessitating awareness of local protocols for such situations. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Explain the procedures for receiving non-emergency calls. Receiving non-emergency calls. Non-emergency calls received at fire departments include various inquiries, assistance requests, and personal calls. Each department has its own procedures for handling such calls, which should be known and followed. Always be professional and courteous when answering the phone. On occasion, you may receive a call from someone who is angry or upset. When handling these types of calls, you should remain calm and courteous. Never become confrontational. Be pleasant and take the necessary information. Refer the caller to the appropriate officer or division that can assist the caller. In many departments, the Public Information Officer, PIO, is the contact person for non-emergency or complaint calls. You should become familiar with the functions and personnel in each division of your department so you can refer callers if needed. Consider the behaviors below. Which ones would be appropriate for answering the non-emergency line? Answer calls promptly. Correct. Identify only the department, omitting personal identification. Incorrect. Be ready to record messages accurately, noting the date, time, caller's name, phone number, message, and your name. Correct. Leave callers on hold indefinitely if you're busy. Incorrect. Delay in posting or delivering messages, taking your time. Incorrect. Avoid identifying the department, station, or facility, unit, or yourself when answering. Incorrect. If unable to answer a question, end the call without providing further assistance. Incorrect. Promptly post or deliver messages to the intended recipient. Correct. End calls courteously and disconnect according to local protocol. Correct. Avoid leaving callers on hold for too long. Correct. If unable to answer a question, refer the caller to someone who can and follow up. Correct.